It's almost time to sit down for that Thanksgiving Day feast, which will probably cost you more to cook up this year due to various inflationary pressures. The average cost of the classic Thanksgiving dinner is seen at $53.31, according to the Farm Bureau, up 14% from a year ago. The average cost of a 16-pound bird is $23.99, up 24% year over year. Let's zero in on all things turkey with Bell & Evans owner Scott Seckler. Scott, nice to see you here. Happy Thanksgiving in advance. How is your business trending this year compared to last year?
Well, we're doing fine. You know, our Bell & Evans growth has been, it's been a great year. You know, demand has been strong. You know, people are trying to buy better qualities of food. And so people spend more time online, looking at, what a company like ours represents. And so it's exciting. And, turkey season, the same. You know, people are looking to buy the best for their families that they can afford or they can find. And, this year is no exception, probably even more so. During COVID, people really did, look at backgrounds of companies and the business models what differences one company makes versus another. So that all benefits us, when people are looking to upscale.
Well, Scott, it's Julie here. Tell us a little bit more about what makes a Bell & Evans bird different. We just saw a little bit of video of chickens, I believe it was. I'm not sure it was turkeys or chickens running around outside, which I believe is probably one differentiator, right? So,
Chickens, So whether it's the chickens or turkeys, it's breeding and feeding and the qualities of feed. It's people and farms and, the processing, same thing. It's again, people and technologies. And, when your goal is to produce the best that money can buy and beat all standards, that has working well for, for generations of Bell & Evans. And here today with a new plant opening in a few weeks. And, we've searched the world again for technologies and looking to take next steps. So, turkeys and chickens the same. It's been my goal all my life to produce the very best, as I like to eat like everyone else, and I like to think that what I'm eating is the best that we can bring to market.
Yeah, this segment is certainly making me hungry, Scott, for sure. How much of your costs to feed your chickens, your turkeys, et cetera, how much of your costs gone up?
Well, our grain costs are definitely up, which is really a supply and demand, and demand is strong. In the organic world, our organic grains went through the roof, and that was not necessarily having to do with COVID. That really had to do with a lot of stuff. Most of the organic grains were actually imports at lower costs than what was domestically produced, and recently a lot got caught with fraudulent claims. And then the cost of transportation across the water has been a big deal. So now everybody's fighting over the grains that we buy here in the U.S. So the domestic supply is short. It can't make up for all the imports that now don't qualify. So that's an issue that has nothing to do with COVID or other things. So there's some normal things going on that affect the supply, but really overall, the non-organic supply in the U.S. is, there's plenty of grain around, and things that are really, really changing the costs, is labor and energy. Energy is probably 60% of the issue now for everybody, whether it's imports, the boats and freight and all that takes tons of energy. In the U.S., potash and all the fertilizers take a lot of energy and all the production. So I think energy today is probably 60% of the inflation. 20% is probably labor. And, the other 20% is just typical supply and demand.
And let's talk about labor in a little more depth for a second, because I was on a road trip this summer and drove by a plant of one of your competitors that was advertising its hourly wage on a big sign outside the plant. And we've heard a lot anecdotally about various poultry producers having trouble finding folks. Is that the case with you guys? Have you had to raise wages to get workers in?
Well, yes. Wages are a big deal. Today, we employ about 1,800 people here, and And so you got to do a lot of things to hang on to what you have, because everybody's trying to steal your help. And so whether it's truck drivers or people on the line, I mean, we hear today, our bottom wage is $15 an hour, and they don't stay there long. Then they get benefits for showing up to work 5 days in a row and on time. And then we got about $4 an hour in the health benefits. So we have some of the best medical insurance that and certainly that our industry has, and better than all of our neighbors around here that hire for lots of other things. So, we compete with Amazon today. We compete with everybody. So part of what keeps our force together and Bell and Evans so successful at this point is how we treat our people. You know, we are a family business. We try to treat every employee like they're part of our family. Of course, this weekend they all get a free turkey, but normally Fridays, we have a free box of chicken to take home to feed their families. We do lots of stuff to keep our workforce intact here. You know, COVID, has complicated life a lot, but we're making the best of it. So for many, they haven't had the stress of dealing with everybody trying to steal their employees. So whether it was insurance or how well people are treated or how well people are pushed, to the nth degree, a lot of people lost help because they didn't take good care of their employees. And here at Bell and Evans, we've done a pretty good job of keeping our force together. But that's what we always do. You know, if you want to have good food, it starts with good people. You can't make good quality food, and you can't have the label Bell and Evans has and the brand Bell and Evans has and don't have great people helping to make that label. So it's been norm for us. I'm sure we've added here and there with the labor shortage to continue to do better and to move the bar up from a standard of labor. And so, yeah, there's plenty of challenge.
Scott, full disclosure, I tweeted out a photo of one of your turkeys about 2 weeks ago, and there it is right now. And one user remarked that it was the Ferrari of turkeys, which I guess that is certainly a good thing. Have you seen any resistance, I guess, to higher prices for your turkeys this year compared to last year on the part of shoppers?
Well, I would say our turkeys didn't go up very much in price. I'm not sure what the retailers did, because the retailers all have more cost too. You know, we didn't put our turkeys up in price. So anything with ours would have been at a retail level or maybe even a little distributor level. But the commodity products, that are normally lower cost than ours, they all had to move off that, the bottom. So I would think most of the inflation in turkeys is on the lower end. And our demand, I mean, we're sold out. We don't have a turkey left. And we had to recount the birds to make sure all our employees got their free turkey. And I'm not sure I have mine to take home yet. So I think later on today, I got to fight and make sure that I have my family turkey yet. So they're gone. And, if you go out and look at the retailers of Bell and Evans turkeys, there weren't cheap Bell and Evans turkeys any year for the last 10 years, and they're no cheaper this year. But from the inflation standpoint, I don't think that our turkeys are higher or much higher than they've been over the last 10 years.
You know, it's bad when the head of a poultry company can't get his own turkey. I was just going to ask you finally, just having a little fun, what's your preferred method is? Are you a deep fryer guy? What do you do at home with your turkey?
We still roast. You know, there's lots of ways to make chicken and turkey, and I hear all the stories. And so we're pretty traditional at home with our turkey. So we'll roast it. This year, we're going to actually roast two turkeys. Hopefully, I can find two turkeys. And then we're gonna roast them both, debone them. And then for Thanksgiving Day, we're going to serve one as a gravy, like putting a turkey gravy over top of some kind of bread or stuffing, So it'll be pieces of meat in there with the gravy, and then the other one will be more traditional, where it'll be, we'll just carve it. We'll have the white and dark, and maybe we'll separate that a little bit, and so we'll have a side by side. We never did the turkey gravy to put over top of bread or bread stuffing. We never did that before at home, but this is going to be. I said, let's try it. You know, we do it with chicken all the time. Why don't we do it with turkey at Thanksgiving?
All right, we'll let you go here, Scott, to go find that turkey here. We are rooting for you that you do, in fact, get your two turkeys there. Bell and Evans owner Scott Seckler, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.